2. CLIL Science. Exercise 1. Page 40.
Waves. We can see waves on lakes or oceans. Waves are energy, not water. It is energy that moves across the ocean surface. Water particles only travel in a small circle as a wave passes. Usually the wind provides the energy. A strong wind that blows for a long time over open water can create big waves. Sometimes an earthquake under the sea creates huge amounts of energy suddenly. This travels across the sea very quickly, then slows and grows in height when it reaches land. We call the top of the wave the crest and the bottom the trough. The distance between the crest and the trough is the wave height, and the distance between one crest and the next is the wave length. Waves stop when the wind stops giving them energy to continue. Otherwise, they can travel to the other side of the world. On rocks, waves break with force and create a lot of foam and spray. On a beach, the sand or stones slow the bottom part of the wave, and the crest rises to a peak, then curls over the top, creating the classic wave shape, and breaks on the shore.